Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. And we begin with an invention win-win from some enterprising teens in Canada. The five girls from Oakvale, Ontario, were having a hard time finding safe glasses to watch the eclipse next month in their town. And when they realized that the eclipse is traveling along the same path as the endangered monarch butterfly's spring migration, they came up with a plan. The 17-year-olds are selling special sunglasses, five pairs for $25, with proceeds going to the Monarch Butterfly Eclipse Project. Taylor Denton tells CBC it's a lot of work. So far, they've sold almost 500,000 glasses and are spending all their free time packing orders after school. After the eclipse on April 8th, all the profits collected from the sale of the glasses will go toward creating more natural habitats for the monarchs, which are the only species of butterfly that migrates every year. The U.S. government is once again considering taking a bite out of Apple. The Department of Justice and 15 states, plus the District of Columbia, are suing the tech giant for abusing its power to edge out rivals and ensure customers keep using its products. One example cited by the government is the social stigma of texts that appear in green bubbles for messages going to non-Apple users, as opposed to the blue color when texting between iPhones. Apple, which is one of the most valuable companies in the world, argues that the restrictions around its software and hardware are to protect people's privacy and security. This is the third time the DOJ has filed a lawsuit against Apple over antitrust violations in the past two decades. Bookstores are making a comeback. That's the news from giant chain Barnes & Noble, which is on track to open 50 to 60 more stores this year after an impressive 31 openings last year. There was concern that physical books were falling out of favor with the popularity of tablets, ebooks, and audiobooks. But sales of physical books had a good boost during the pandemic, and it appears that trend is not going away. And in addition to corporate retail stores, the Good News Network reports that smaller independent bookstores are also continuing to flourish. A pretty big blast from the past is revealing what life was like nearly 3,000 years ago. The details are in a new two-volume report just published by the University of Cambridge. It outlines the findings from a British village in the Bronze Age that caught fire and sunk into a riverbed. This allowed the structures to be so well preserved that scientists spent nearly two decades studying the remains, which were first discovered by an archaeologist in 1999. It's believed all the village residents escaped the fire, but they must have left quickly because unfinished meals were left behind, along with many valuable items like yarn, cloth, beads, and knotted nets. One expert told the publication New Scientist that it's the closest we'll ever get to walking through the doorway of a house 3,000 years ago and seeing what life was like inside. The Princess of Wales and her husband Prince William say they are enormously touched after receiving so many kind messages regarding a big announcement about her health. Following abdominal surgery in January, the future Queen of England revealed that she has cancer, though she didn't say exactly what kind. She emphasized that she is well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help her heal and taking care of her three young children who are 10, 8, and 5. Princess Catherine released this information to the public in a short video on Friday at the beginning of her kids' spring break so the family could spend time together to process the news. The princess added her family is grateful for the understanding of their request for privacy at this time. Still to come, how a fish doorbell is being used in a shallow river in the Netherlands. But first, today's Kid News quiz. Five teens are selling solar eclipse sunglasses to help what endangered butterfly? The monarch. which tech giant is getting sued by the Department of Justice. Apple. What kind of store is making a comeback? Bookstores. Who is grateful for so many kind messages of support? Catherine, the Princess of Wales. In our Kid News Kicker, every spring, many fish species migrate along a branch of the Rhine River in the Netherlands, but their journey is often blocked by a manually operated lock that was put in place to maintain the canal's water levels. It rarely opened in the spring months until a Dutch ecologist came up with a clever solution. He set up an underwater webcam at the lock and asked members of the public to ring a digital doorbell when they saw a fish nearby. Then he got the lock manager to agree to open the lock when that alert came through. When it first started in 2021, 100,000 people from across the world rang the fish doorbell, and since then, it's gotten even more popular. The 2024 season is already off to a great start, and even though the bell could be replaced with an automatic sensor, the lock manager tells Dogo News he thinks it's beautiful when the public comes together to do something good. Before we go, a big shout out to our terrific Kid News teachers, Mrs. Gaspar and Mrs. Armstrong and their pandas at Benchley in San Diego, California. Mrs. Griffin and her rams at Risen Savior Lutheran in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Mrs. Annie King and her wild wildcats at Holton in Holton, Kansas. Thanks for listening. Kid News relies on the generosity of our loyal listeners to keep our mics on. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, please check out our website, kidnews.org. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.